I think it's very simple, Eileen. Educational disadvantage is where children aren't benefiting as much from education as their peers. So this is displayed in terms of participation in school and achievement. So the fact that we have children in disadvantaged areas not completing school, where you have 50% not going on to finish their leaving cert, we're having 4% that aren't finishing, they're not getting any state qualification, i.e. junior cert. You have 1,000 children that aren't making the progression from primary school to secondary school. And it's important to realise, and the government has realised, that it's not just a city or a rural-urban issue, that it's for both. I mean, over 200 schools in rural areas have been designated as disadvantaged. And likewise in cities, over 200 have been designated disadvantaged as well. So there is that balance, that there is a difference between rural, because it's more hidden away, it's not quite as obvious, but it is there. And we're talking about children that don't have the financial resource, they don't have the kind of the voluntary costs of school, they don't have the money for school trips away, which, I mean, Eileen, it has become the norm for children to be able to go away, visit the Burn, and visit other kind of architectural sites like Newgrange. And there are financial constraints that need to be targeted.
Mm-hmm. But I actually thought the government had put something in place to deal with the people who are educationally disadvantaged.
Yeah, I mean, the government keeps setting new targets for itself. I mean, the target in the last National Anti-Poverty Strategy was to make sure that 90% of children by 2006 complete secondary school. That just hasn't happened. The reality is that they've now set a new target of 2013 to have 90% of children finish secondary school, and we just don't know. It's skating around the mark. They are making an effort, but, I mean, what about the 10%? The vision, the new government needs to have a vision for these 10% of children that are disappearing. We don't know where they are.
Mm. I suppose one of the most immediate concerns, too, for a lot of parents around the country is the teacher-pupil ratio. I mean, that really hasn't come down to the vision that they had then either, has it?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, our present government, in their programme for government, which I'm sure they're going to come out with a new one again this year, had the vision that the children under 9 would have class sizes of no more than 20, so one teacher for 20 in the classroom. The reality is, though, that we have over 100,000 children, nationally, 100,000 children that are in class sizes of over 30. I mean, all children from the age of 3 or 4 to 17 or 18, 25% of those in both secondary and primary are in class sizes of over 30, which is huge.
What about the whole area then of the preschool? Is that policy still in place, and has anything happened about it?
Yeah, I mean, preschool is huge. I mean, I think everybody knows the benefit of starting education early, kind of targeting children early. Be it the child living in a very rundown estate to the mother living in a very prosperous area of Galway or Dublin or Cork. And we have Montessoris that people have to pay for. And the reality is that, for example, since the early 1960s, with one of the first projects in the Rutland Street, was a realisation of the benefit of preschool. And yet, we're still waiting for a preschool. We would ask, and a lot of organisations, Bernardas and the rest, would ask that there would be 1 year free preschooling for all children.
Mm. And has it been recognised that preschool education actually does have a benefit in the long term?
Yeah. I mean, in the study from, for example, the Rutland Street study, which was conducted by Combat Poverty Agency, they found that children, when they went to re-examine the particular group later in school, that they were still in school. And a higher proportion of them are in school in comparison to other children.
Now, the election is still underway and the politicians are knocking on the doors. So what should people say to them in relation to education? And can they believe that something will change?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's two things. We need to target early school leaving. How do we do that? Well, Eddie Ward, CEO of the National Education Welfare Board, which has the responsibility for children that leave school early. So at the moment, they only have a little over 100 officers. The reality is that they need over 300 officers. The reality is that 85,000 children were referred to them by schools, vigilant schools, that were informing the board that these children weren't going to school. The reality, though, is that only 8,500 children, those cases were being followed up on. That's only 10%. Mm. I mean, that's huge. But also as well, I think it's important to note that we need to improve children's achievement in school. So we also need to provide more teachers with specific training to target children with literacy problems, but maybe go for an in-classroom focus. There is this tendency to take children out of the classroom, but it has shown that targeting children's literacy, working within the classroom environment, it becomes the norm for other children to see it happen, and it has an overall benefit for the child.